Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Now, not all of you out there in Radioland may know that I had the great fortune to get married about a month and a half ago to an incredibly beautiful, intelligent, kind person in the woods of Oregon. And Charlie was there, among others, playing his mandolin.
Very sweetly.
Sweetly and tunefully, bringing a tear to everyone's eye. And then, rather than pay a DJ to do it, I opted to make my own dance mix party playlist for the late night dance session that I hoped would occur.
And it did.
And this was one of the top 10 most stressful things I've ever had to do in my life. I haven't told many people about this, but I spent many sleepless nights trying to debate whether the Michael Jackson track should go before or after the R. Kelly track. And this caused me no shortage of surus over in the months leading up to my wedding. And it made me think about what a strange thing it is what makes us dance. Because looking now over this playlist, it's such a bizarre agglomeration of songs. But they all have one thing in common. They make people dance. They make people get their booties on the dance floor. And this is such a mysterious thing, these like combination of rhythm, lyrics, timbre, structure that causes us to want to move. Charlie, we should do an episode about it.
Ah, yes, the segue. So today on Switched on Pop, we're going to look at the rhythms that make us dance.
Yes.
Those primal beats that make us want to move. And we'll ask what makes them work and why is it that we're hearing that oonce oonce everywhere we go, from the dance floor to the coffee shop to the insides of our minds. This is songwriter Charlie Harding.
And I'm musicologist Nate Sloan.
And you're listening to Switched on Pop, the show where we explore the harmony behind the hooks. So Nate, the other day I was driving in my car and I was listening to Top 40, heard a couple of songs from your wedding playlist.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the next episode for Switched on Pop, and all I could hear was boom, bang, pow. Maybe you've heard a couple of these songs. There was Jesse J's Bang Bang. Okay. But I turned the dial, and this was not the only one.
Oh, yeah. Charlie XCX, Boom Clap. Boom Clap, sound in my heart, the beat goes on and on and
on and on. Boom Clap, you make me feel good, come on. Yeah, and then, of course, there's the Black Eyed Peas' famous Boom Boom Pow. How to beat bang.
I like that boom boom pow, them chickens jacking my... Classic. Nicki Minaj, Super Bass, you know, with... or something like that.
It's like we're in a comic book. It's like boom, bam, pow.
Yeah.
What is going on? What is this boom, bam, pow all about?
Well, first of all, it's an onomatopoeia.
Can I have the definition, please?
You know, it's where a thing sounds like the sound that the thing makes. The word is the thing.
Yeah, Nate, I know what it is. I just wanted to make you explain it.
Okay, well, that's pretty cruel. But it's true, right? It's all about onomatopoeias are all about sound, all about rhythm, and so are these tracks, right?
Oh, so you're saying that these meaningless words are just there to make reference to the rhythm?
All about the rhythm.
So we've got all these pop songs recycling the same words over and over again. What's going on here? Why are they copying each other? What's so popular?
One reasonable response would be, well, come on, guys. These songs are obviously just gross innuendos for, you know, sexual encounters.
No, it couldn't be.
Which is weird because if you imagine going up to someone at a party and saying, hey, beautiful, you want a boom boom?
Yeah, how's that worked out for you?
I don't. Yeah. Or you might not want to go home with a person who would be into that.
Well, critics aside, underlying these lyrics, there are essential rhythms that make us want to nod our head, get out of our seats, and shake our bodies. All this obsession with sexualization, I think, might be overstated. Maybe these pop songs are merely provoking us to get up and dance.
Yeah, because I can see that in some ways, the more sexualized a song is, the more that song is really just about dancing. It's like pushing social boundaries with calls to sexuality as a way to encourage movement. And that can be very transgressive, as we've seen throughout history, like, you know, Elvis on the Ed Sullivan Show. Gyrating his hips so forcefully that they could only show him from the waist up. And going all the way back even to the chaconne dance of the Baroque era, which was considered immoral and the devil's music, this dance that had been imported from Spain into Central Europe. So dance, sex, danger, these are all way wrapped up in musical history.
So, if you will, the boom, bam, pow will give it to you any way you want it, and that it's more than the sum of its parts.
Yeah, these songs transcend speech. They enter a higher plane of pure musicality. It's a universality that comes through rhythm.
Yeah, so these rhythmically forward songs, they each have their own way of using meter and tempo to encourage us to want to dance. So let's use this category of boom, bam, pow songs and figure out, how is it that they get us to dance? I'm going to start us off with my namesake, Charlie XCX, and her hit single Boom Clap, which peaked at number 8 on the Billboard. I think it does a great job of making us want to clap and dance along to the stadium anthem. No silver or no gold, it could dress me up so good. The first thing to notice here is the bass, which is pumping with adrenaline like a heartbeat.
Totally, yeah. Just tell me what to do. I'll
fall right into you. Going under cause I swear. That thumping bass is telling us something big is about to happen. Boom, clap, the sound in my heart. The beat goes on and on and on and on. And boom, clap, you make me feel good. Come on to me.
You know, listening to this song, thinking about different kinds of dance, this isn't something that you're going to freak on the dance floor to. You're probably going to be pumping your fists and singing along with your friends.
No, this is a total stadium anthem. It makes you want to clap your hands, stomp your feet. It's very reminiscent of one of the most famous stadium anthems, We Will Rock You by Queen. And it also has an allusion to the Beatles' Hey Jude and the whole na 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 section. And then Charlie XCX. The beat goes on and on and on and on
and boom, clap, and make me feel good. Building off what you're saying about We Will Rock You, because We Will Rock You goes boom, boom, cha, boom, boom, cha. And this just drops one of those booms. Boom, cha, boom, cha, boom, cha, boom, cha. So it's like a nice variation on that. But it definitely, yeah, that anthemic quality is totally there.
Yeah, and you could say the anthem is totally driven by the rhythm because the lyrics, they don't really make any sense. There's not a lot of content there. And I think we'll see this across our other songs where the lyrics don't matter that much because the modus operandi of these songs is to get you to dance.
Right. The more boom, the less sense there's going to be, maybe.
Yeah, in terms of nonsensical songs, the Venga Boys' Boom, 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 I think really owns the entire category. Now, this is a great example of a dance floor hit with a four to the floor beat, makes you want to get out there and dance. Let's take a listen.
Do we have to?
Oh, I really forgot just how obnoxious this song is, but check it out. It has robots. Oh, Okay, I know you're thinking, I'm never going to get this out of my head, but before you turn this off, take 1 second and notice the drum beat. It is this 4 to the floor. What that means is that all 4 beats, the kick drum is hitting them 4 to the floor. And it's a cheap, easy trick that so many dance songs use over and over again. Gosh, I don't know if I can take this anymore. Should we turn it off?
Yeah, well, we have to get to the chorus before that happens, Charlie, because in the chorus is a beautiful moment where the boom of the 4 and the 4 bass drum actually is mirrored in the lyrics by boom on every quarter note.
Okay, there it is. The 4 to the floor hits along with the vocals. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Also, she wants to double boom. Oh, I just got what that meant. Wow.
I think that's the overt sexual reference that we were talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, we've had quite enough of this. I'm so sorry for exposing us to this song. If it's stuck in your ear forever, our fault. Yeah. We take the blame.
Is it weird that I kind of like it?
Not at all.
There's one review of it I read online that said it was spine chilling.
Oh, spine chilling. I don't know. I actually think that might just be your nervous system going into overdrive and telling you you have been on the dance floor for way too long. You need to get out of the club, go home, get into bed.
Or it's my nervous saying you have got to bust a funky move.
I think I've seen you bust a funky move enough on the dance floor at your wedding. I really think we just must move on.
Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Cult Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual paths while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
So moving from one of the least groovy songs ever to one of the grooviest songs on the radio right now, we have Bang Bang by Jessie J featuring Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj. So we're changing up the boom boom 4 on the floor rhythm to something a bit more syncopated with Bang Bang. And let's check it out. This is interesting because we start with a very straight 4 on the 4 hand clap pulse, and then the bang bang of the chorus literally blasts us into this syncopated, funky, dancey bass line and like super thick rhythmic texture. And when we get to the chorus next time, buried way deep in the mix is like a chorus of men chanting like, hey, 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 hey. I don't know how else to describe it. I didn't even notice it the first couple times I listened, but it's right there and it like supports this moment of like raw dance expression.
Yeah, they're holding that downbeat and the drums are syncopated all between.
Yeah, exactly. Totally syncopated. Okay, let's pause for a sec because we're dropping the S-bomb a lot here, the syncopation. What is that exactly? What are we talking about?
when we talk about syncopation, we're really referencing the notes between the downbeats. So your downbeats are the 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then in between that, you have your 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3, 4. And so when the rhythm is emphasizing those ands in between the downbeats, we call that syncopation.
This track has a highly syncopated bass line. And it does something else, too, in that it sort of obscures the most important downbeat, which is 1, the first quarter note of a measure, which really establishes you, you know, lets you know where you are pulse-wise, metrically. 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4. They play the first downbeat, but then they ignore the next downbeat. The next time 1 comes around, they're not going to play it. They're going to play 4 and 2. So in other words, if we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So that second one, like in the second measure, 1 is not played. And that gives us this feeling of dislocation and it's just something that makes you like want to contort your body and just, woo, get down.
And then the melody, it balances the whole thing out.
Right. Yeah, totally.
The melody is really straightforward. It's all in the downbeats. We know where it lands. It contrasts with that syncopated rhythm in the background. And the two of them against each other, that's what makes it so groovy.
Totally. Yeah. And the lyrics, which are pretty filthy in what I think they're trying to imply, are like not entirely that important. And sometimes they don't even make any sense. Like bang, bang into the room, bang, bang all over you. What does that mean? I mean, it sounds filthy, but it doesn't really make any sense, no, right?
Not enough to matter anyway.
I mean, I don't know what the kids are doing these days.
Well, I think we know what the kids are doing these days. They're dancing. And if you're thinking, come on, these are just overly sexualized songs, just trying to get her attention, well, you're probably right. The history of dance music is the history of using rhythm and the boom, bam, pow to provoke us to dance.
Yeah, so the boom goes way back.
Way back.
Way back, yeah. Back to, I mean, I challenged those out there in Radioland to come up with something earlier, but for my money, it's got to be 1528, the French madrigalist Clément Jeannequin wrote La Guerre, which means the war, and he wrote a lot of songs where he had the four voices imitate different scenes. Like he had them imitate a hunt in one piece, and he has them imitate the cries of the vendors in the streets of Paris in another, and he has them do bird songs in another. But this one is maybe the craziest because he actually creates a depiction of like of a battle just by using four human voices. Back then, they didn't, in France at least, they weren't into the boom as much as the voom. Who knows? But they were less boom and more voom, and also some pow. They were really into these pow.
Jeez.
Pow. Pow. So, I mean, it's not dancey yet, but man, this is like...
It's exciting. It puts us on edge and makes us want to get out of our seats, for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And again, it's like no words needed, just cannons and firing and arrows and push.
So moving into the modern era, in 1955, Little Richard blows eardrums with his hit single Tutti Frutti, later covered by Elvis and many others. It has that famous wop bop a loo wop bop bam boom. Oh, no, I think I got it wrong. He ends it bom-bom. I thought it was bam-boom.
And Elvis does boom, yeah. So Elvis might be the first to boom in the modern era.
And these words might seem innocuous, but at the time it was a really handy code for saying stuff on the radio that you couldn't say at the time. What Jesse J can get away with on the radio today is not what you could say back then, and so the whole boom, bam, pow, back in the 50s, had a lot more weight to it than it does today. Because it was referencing what the teenagers were all doing, and we know what that was. They were dancing, just like they are today. And you know, I think we heard Little Richard at your wedding, and because we perceive it to be a harmless wedding classic.
Right, right. Fast forward a few more years, you find a song like John Lee Hooker, Boom Boom, from 1962. And this is a track that indexes two of the most major fascinations of the American public, sex and guns. In Hooker's song, you get both right in the first lines. John Lee Hooker sings, boom, boom, gonna shoot you right down. So you think, oh, wow, this is a really dark, violent song. But then he goes on, right off your feet, take you home with me.
Boom, 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 gonna shoot you right down. Right off of your feet, take you home with me.
So we slide from this menacing violence to this kind of exciting proposal, just in a single boom. It's an amazing musical moment for sure.
And then just a few years later, we have Cher's Bang Bang, which, like John Lee Hooker, evocatively twists violence and love to catch our ears. So we're hearing this melancholy, militaristic beat, but underneath there's actually a hidden Latin rhythm, which we're going to hear in the bridge when we double time.
Yeah.
Music played and people sang, just for me the trick was drank. Hey! 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 Hey!
See, this is a very provocative dance song. At first, we think we have this militaristic and melancholy, violent moment. Bang, bang, you shot me down. But then in the bridge, the whole band speeds up twice as fast. We call that double time. And here, we're firmly in a dance song, and everybody's dancing along to these dual cinematic themes, your battle drum beat and your Latin dance rhythms. That's what's so exciting.
Yeah. Whoa. Heavy. So for a while there, Boom Bang Pow was all the rage. And now, of course, because everything is cyclical, it's coming back again. And I can't think of a song that better epitomizes or the modern boom of boom than the Black Eyed Peas' Boom Boom Pow.
I like that boom boom pow. Them chickens jacking my style. They try to copy my swagger. I'm on that next shit now. I'm sold 3008. You sold 2000 and late. I got that boom boom boom. That future boom boom boom. Let me get it now.
Boom boom boom. Gotta get that boom.
Here we go, here we go. Satellite radio, y'all getting hit with the boom, boom. Beat so big, I'm stepping on leprechauns, shitting on y'all with the boom, boom. Shitting on y'all with the boom, boom. Shitting on y'all with the boom. This beat be bumping, bumping. This beat go boom, boom.
Let the beat rock.
As we've seen in a lot of these songs, these lyrics don't need to make any sense. Everyone is born fluent in boom. And this has some of, in my mind, the least inspired lines in the history of songwriting, when Fergie rhymes, "I got that boom, boom, boom" with that future boom, boom, boom.
It's a very close rhyme.
But I think altogether, this song is a really stunning example of 21st century mass media multiculturalism.
Right, the Black Eyed Peas represent many different identities. Between them, you have Mexican, Filipino, Caribbean, Anglo, Indigenous, American.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of different heritage there, and that melting pot that their band seems to symbolize is represented in sound here, because everyone's voice is manipulated.
Boom, boom, boom.
Auto-tuned. Glitched. Chopped up. Transformed from words into pure melody.
Yeah, you have this homogenized sound of digital voices, and I think there's even a reference here to the Venga Boys, which we heard earlier with those robotic voices. It's not so crazy to think that Will.i.am was making an intentional reference to the Venga Boys.
Into the future, Cybertron. Harder, faster.
Though in this case, I'd say the reference is better than the original.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, in this version, it's like, it doesn't matter who you are in this 21st century digital globalized postmodern world. Your ethnic identity is unimportant. We're all equal under the boom boom pow.
Yeah, the digital boom boom pow.
Like, these guys are becoming cyborgs almost in this song.
Yeah, they're definitely going for universal appeal. This wasn't written for an American audience.
Right.
This was written for a global audience. They toured this album, The End, across Asia, South America, North America, and of course Europe.
Yeah. So in which case the question is, you know, given the multivalence of Boom Boom Pow, which version of America are we broadcasting around the planet? Is it the boom-loving, sex-crazy party nation, or the bang-bang, shoot-you-down, imperial warmonger, or both?
Or is it the pow-pow, shake-your-booty? Or the can't forget the pow-pow.
But either way, whatever we're sending out, we should probably be careful, because the boom can always backfire and swing back like a boomerang.
Of course, musical genres, they come and go, but the onomatopoeia boom boom pow seems to transcend genre and history. There was a great article in The Atlantic a few years back by Jonathan Bogart. He writes that the emergence of EDM, electronic dance music, the youth music movement of the moment, resembles the arrival of jazz, rock, and hip-hop in a few key ways, from its backlash to its lineage to its mass appeal. And I would say that while EDM may be on its way out with the resurgence of live instruments and pop music, boom bang pow is here to stay.
Yeah, Fergie might have said it best when she so beautifully put it, I'm so 3008, you're so 2000 and late.
Maybe the boom will go on and on forever.
Yeah. I mean, it's when you think about it, you know, earlier I mentioned the chaconne, this really sexy and scandalous 16th century Baroque dance. If we listen to that song, we can hear all the elements of the boom bang pow that we've encountered so far. It's got this repeating ground bass that's highly syncopated, and different melodies dance on top of that. And you can totally see how people would have done things to this song that their parents would not have approved of. To illustrate that, why don't we take it and just throw a 21st century beat on top of it and see just how boomy it gets.
So the boom bang pow really travels with us across history, across genres. It's everywhere.
Right.
And when boom bang pow is everywhere, I guess there's really just one question that remains. Who is the boom king?
We'll leave you with the most crystalline expression of boom, boom, by Flight of the Conchords.
This has been Switched On Pop. I'm Charlie Harding.
I'm Nate Sloan.
Thanks for listening.
Oh my God. She's so hot. She's so flippin' hot. She's like a curry. I want to tell her how hot she is, but she'll think I'm being sexist. She's so hot, she's making me sexist.
Yeah, man, no. I see you give the sign, I wanna boom like it's never been done. Bust the moves that the click and boom of a gun. In the marquee, in the bass is booming. Someone smoking boom at the back of the room. And it's a first day of boom and the flowers are blooming. Drum, boom, bass and the party are booming. Boom, a boom, like a rocket taking off to the moon. Boom, boom, like a bride and boomer. See you shaking out, boom, boomer. See you looking at my boom, boomer. See you want some boom, boom. It's clear as boom, tam, boom, boom. Let me buy you a boom, boom. You order a fancy boom. You like boom, and I like boom. Enough small boom, let's boom the boom.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Cult Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within art, beats, and lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.